Welcome, everybody. Tonight is Momentum Monday night. It is the 24th of February, and we are so excited to be all together again in our community. Hope you had a magnificent weekend. It's the beginning of a beautiful week, and tonight I am bringing back again, I'm going to introduce you to an amazing man. It's such a joy to introduce you to a man who's been the center of my heart for the last 7 years. He's been at the forefront of so many important movements for human rights, for the good of all humanity, for really important human values and social change and the well-being of the planet. And he's been an organizer of a large international conference of some of the original social entrepreneurs on the planet. And we are a company dedicated to social entrepreneurship. So we match our abundant growth to children in need. So I just fell in love with this man and his heart. He's smart. He's funny. One of the most thoughtful, big-hearted men I've ever met. So I know you didn't want a long introduction, but you got one, sweetheart. This is Tatanka Bricka. Welcome, Tatanka.
Thank you, Carol Lowenstein, and back at you, love of my heart, and the one who introduced me to Manatech. Thank you so much for that introduction. Well, 2 weeks ago, we interviewed Mr. Synchronicity and found that many of you had encountered him in your life and you shared your experiences. And last week, our special guest was Ms. Intention and found many of you had encountered her and shared your experiences and explored when you or someone you knew made a clear intention and committed to it that synchronicity showed up in your personal and business life. Well, this week, our special guest is Power, the child of intention and synchronicity, authentic Power. And you may have heard him boisterously moving around in the background last week, the son of intention and synchronicity. And I committed to interviewing him, but I learned that this Power child has really no interest in being interviewed. He's a young one. So I reached out and contacted his grandfather, and we are able to speak with him. And he's also a wise man whose first name is Authentic. So he is Mr. Authentic Power, having matured over decades and himself the product of intention and synchronicity. He probably knows, he says, more about the young Power child than anyone except his mom and dad. And he claims sometimes he knows some things about his grandson that even his parents don't know. So please welcome Grandfather Power, the grandfather of Baby Power, Mr. Authentic Power. Are you there, Mr. Power? Can you hear me? Yes, indeed. This is Tatanka. Welcome, Mr. Power. Bonjour. Yes, indeed, Tatanka. Welcome to all you good people of Manatech. Most amazing and regeneration. Mr. Power, I thank you for calling from so far away, the Italian Alps, I understand. Yes, Tatanka, it's well after midnight here. I've stolen away from the party. Many people unable to ski even here with earth changes. I'm told I take on the accents of the people, the Italians, the Germans, the English, the Poles, very international here. I understand the purpose of this call is for people to share a bit of wisdom of your life and your experience with authentic power. It's really their call, but you've asked me to share something. So, yes, how do you understand the meaning of your name, authentic power? Thank you, Tatanka. I get this question a lot, you know. Most people understand power as power over or physics power, energy consumed per unit time, ability to do work, mechanical power. and influence over people. We're really talking here about the kind of power, the amore, the kind of power of love, the power to influence people by our true spirit. There's a quote from Victor Hugo that said, "Nothing is so powerful as an idea whose time has come." Nothing is so powerful as an idea whose time has come. An anthropologist, Margaret Mead, said, "A small group of committed citizens can change our mundo, change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has." And Marianne Williamson, who has been quoted by so many, including Nelson Mandela, that our greatest fear is not that we are powerless, it's that we are powerful beyond measure. And who are we to think small? So we see time and time again in Manatech, someone praying for a solution to their health, and voila, they meet with someone. And that person and the technology of Manatech, by the way, I take my amber toast this morning before my cappuccino. I would not do without it. And you see the intention, that is the prayer, meeting up with synchronicity. In this case, maybe you as a Manatech associate to provide the answer to that prayer. This is an example of how power comes to be, an idea whose time has come, that Mr. Sam Pastor talks about, Manatech, a company of destiny, that this human body that can regenerate just needs the right support. So, and then you talk about power of two or more, and what's that's an unstoppable power. And that is like a company of destiny, two or more people together. So I'd love to hear from your listeners to share their experiences of meeting up with some person or your, the effect of power on you when intention meets synchronicity, and this spirit of the power come upon you. So I'm opening up the call. I want to say I'm comfortable with silence that comes before someone speaking. You need to unmute or press star 4, but maybe you're all unmuted. And just wait for your urge to speak. And right here we're talking about getting the right mindset for being powerful, but also the right heart set. We're not just brainstorming, we're heartstorming our way into success. So I'll shut up and let's hear your experience of encountering power, the spirit of me and my grandson.
Tatanka?
Yes, who's this?
This is Pam Miley, Portland, Oregon.
Oh, welcome, Pam Miley. I know
you.
Thank you
so much.
Yes, tell me. What do you have to say?
Well, I was thinking today about intention, synchronicity, and power. And I had an experience last week that I think really fits quite well. I think many of you know that I had some surgery done that affected my nervous system, and for 3 years I have not been able to walk without support of a walker. And I've been working with a doctor, and lately I hired a chair yoga person to come and work with me, and last Friday, they invited me to the club to get on the treadmill, and the intention was for me to get on the treadmill and see if I could walk without using the walker and actually make my feet move like they're supposed to rather than dragging them. And the synchronicity of the whole thing was that when I got there, not only was my doctor there, but my yoga teacher and Rich, and they all got together and lit up my body and did some chiropractic work while Rich filmed it. And the power behind it is when I saw myself walking on the treadmill, I immediately got very depressed. It was very strange. And I was depressed because I thought, wow, this is really quite depressing to watch, but yet, you know, I'm doing it. And then I realized how loved I was in that moment by all these people showing up for me and assisting me in walking again. And when I went to Dr. Connect today to talk about the depression and the feelings I had, he said, he tested me. It was more like, you know, I was very loved, but I didn't realize I was lovable. And the power in that was realizing that I was lovable and that people are everywhere to help you in every moment of your life. And it's sort of like the most beautiful, powerful miracle you can experience when you realize that whatever you set yourself up to do, the people or places or times will come to you and help you to get to wherever you want to get to. So that was kind of my intention, synchronicity, and power.
Family, so
wow,
bellissima, so beautiful, so beautiful. I even have a tear coming. That is just beautiful. And you know, you talk about you experience this power, this beauty, this love. Why you feel depressed? And you realize that love, you must accept it, and you must accept that you also generate that love. That is beautiful. And when that love, when you recognize your lovability, then you also do as you do in your life, I know, that love for others, and then that power of the love spreads, and that's what the world and the whole earth needs at this time. Thank you so much, Ben Miley.
Thank you.
We have somebody breathing very deeply.
It's Carol. I am just so moved by Pam. Thank you so profoundly. Oh.
Okay, someone else shared an experience with me or my grandchild. Experience of power, the power of love, the power of intention, then creating synchronicity and the answer to your prayers, the answer to your intention. Whether you provide it for someone else provide it for you, or as Pam so beautifully say, others provide for her, and then she realized to really take it in, she have to allow that love, that lovability of herself. Wonderful. Next.
It's Carol.
Yes, Carol.
Well, I had a wonderful experience today thinking of the value of what I had to offer and coming together with the most simple, easy way of showing it. And for me, I think knowing the deep, deep value, the word authentic, your first name really rings so deeply in me when I know what I have is of such huge value in it to make a difference. The power pours into me and enlivens me, and I've had the realization that I need to go out in the world, and so I had a spontaneous appointment this morning with someone who it was just really, really wonderful that we sat down together. And it was, I feel, synchronicitous, or sort of a recognition of appreciation of each other when we did it. So I guess what I would say is that when I feel that I have something simple and easy to show and the deep value of what I have to offer, then a flow of power just starts pouring through me, and it enlivens me. It makes me feel radiant, makes me feel full of joy. And I guess for me, it just all works together.
Very good. You know, you speak of making a difference. Some people say that itself is a definition of power, making a difference. You have something that can make a difference, but Carol, you know, you, it has to be wedded with the delivery system. The delivery system is us, our spirit, our bodies, our mouths. We connect with other people. We make a difference with the Manatech product that make a difference. But that Manatech product can make all the difference in the world. Sit on the shelf, got nowhere. We have to go out. So it's the wedding of, and then that when you feel that difference making in yourself, then you get out and that attraction happened, that synchronicity happened, the right person show up. Thank you very much, Carol.
Welcome.
Next one. Who wants to share your life with power? Authentic power.
Yeah, this is Joan in Silver Lake.
Joan, welcome.
Thank you. I want to acknowledge the power of these products. I tripped because of some blackberry vines yesterday, and it was not very comfortable, the result. And I used the, the bounce back most of the night, and have used the sport today as well. And it's knowing the power of these products enables me to keep my power operating, and also being able to look for the differences and how it's different, and the power of having that ability to stay in now time and look at the differences and keep from repeating old history. It's a powerful, powerful tool I have learned in order to regain the health I had quickly and easily and effortlessly. So that was my experience with power yesterday.
Oh, thank you so much, Joan. You talked so many things there, so much wisdom. The power of the products keeps your power operating. And staying in now to not repeat old history, but your new story. Regenerate your story of health. Beautiful, beautiful. You making a difference meets Manatech products making a difference. The whole world is different. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Tatanka, can you hear me?
I certainly can. Is this the Ricardo?
Yes, this is Rich Miley calling from the Great Northwest. I'd like to share some powerful experience I had last night and this morning. I had a conversation with Joan about how we communicate Manatech, you know, to a new person. And, of course, she has a nursing background. So she's very familiar with a lot of the diseases that people have. And, of course, in Manatech, we went through a major transition about 5-6 years ago. As far as how we relate to people, and, of course, we all know, or maybe some of us don't know, that we cannot use disease names when we refer to nutritional products. Because we don't treat, we don't cure, we don't mitigate. And then in actually doing a little research for Joan, I pulled up a couple of old books out of my library, and one of them is called The Healing Power of 8 Sugars. And for some people that are not familiar with that, that was put together and written by 20 doctors. And these are doctors of all different paths, MDs, naturopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists. And so they each wrote a chapter extolling the benefits of glyconutrients and cite several case studies with their patients and so forth. So it's a powerful, powerful book to read, but now we're in a situation in our life with Manatech where we have to use quality of life statements that we can't really get into using disease names. So I called Dr. Wilkins today, and I had a pretty lengthy conversation because I told him I pulled out this book, and I used to do moderate conference calls with a lot of these doctors, and I thought, where have all the doctors gone? Because they all obviously had a passion to share this technology with people. In that conversation, he said, he kind of communicated to me that, you know, when the thing happened with the Attorney General, you know, back in 2000, whatever, he said, we had to change our language, and doctors, for the most part, really have a heart for helping people. You know, they come to them with a condition and they want to help people, and they usually get into treating that patient so they can, you know, experience less pain, so they can have a better quality of life. And so it was a huge curveball for them because they could no longer use the same language that they used in their practice. And so he said it's been quite a transition. And he says, you know, all those chapters that were written about glyconutrients still are very true today, but it's just we can't couch it in the same words. So taking that journey and listening to him to talk on the telephone, I said, well, you know, maybe there's a, we should have a educational compliant liaison board to help these doctors make the transition so they could, you know, speak freely about the benefits of this. Anyway, it was kind of a wonderful experience for me to reiterate the power of glyconutrients, but then also a great, huge reminder on how we have to adapt to change and the current marketplace and the current way to do things in our business. And so that's a major shift for a lot of people. And some people never made the transition and fell off by the wayside. So, you know, it was a great experience to me about the truth that we have to offer people, but also that there's a responsibility that goes along with how we communicate that to keep the company viable in today's marketplace. So I just thought I'd share.
Thank you so much, Rich. You know, I always thought that the doctors, because they have a doctor, they are a doctor, they would be the exempt in talking about Manatech because they're a doctor and they could use those terms, but no, they can't, huh?
Well, they can do whatever they want, but if they want to play ball with Manatech, they have to comply with the policies and the procedures and the guidelines that the company lays out. So, yeah,
wow.
They could go do what they want to do, but at the risk of actually losing their relationship with Manatech. And, of course, none of them wanted to sacrifice that. So they just, they're still groping with the change and wondering how they could actually communicate or trying to find a ways they communicate because it's a whole new language for them. To talk about quality of life, and, of course, Dr. Wilkins gave me a couple examples because I remember him specifically talking in a seminar in Portland, Oregon, and he shared his personal story of how he got introduced, and his wife had a major health challenge. And, of course, in those days, he actually named it, told what it was, told the history of how he'd been through all the allopathic treatments because he is an allopathic doctor himself, and was quite amazed that a nutritional supplement could have such a wide range of effect on his wife. And, of course, she's totally healthy, living a high quality of life today. And, of course, he would never be without the products himself or his family. So it was just a wonderful experience. So I don't know. I'm still kind of mulling that over to see how we can maybe bridge some doctors into our conference calls in a way that can educate, and so they can share, because they have tremendous credibility because of who they are and what they do. So, but anyway.
Thank you, Rich. You know, I think that's why we have power and intention and synchronicity on this call, because what we get to deal, we get to have show people the results and have them speak the power of the results and speak the power of the health. As you say, this new language of health. And remember, we go through times like in biblical times. There were people sometimes, powers to be, have to speak in parables. So maybe we have stories that are health parables that speak the truth of what this is. Because sometimes, you know, the powers that be, you know, Caesar takes what Caesar, and God takes what God. So we go with God, and we let Caesar have Caesar, but we can't cross. So maybe we follow up with these ideas and weave the doctors in. Thank you so much, Rich.
Rich, this is Donna, and I'm just wondering what the name of that book is, because I would really like to have a look at it. Is it still around?
I have it in my hand, and I'll give it to you to read.
Oh. Who is this?
That's Carol. Carol, have books to give you.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. And the thought I had when you were talking, interestingly enough, because I have a real hard time not calling something what it is, i.e. this lump on my face that the doctor wanted to do a biopsy on, you know, and I avoid using the C word. You know, but it's like, in any case, one positive thing about not being able to call it that is, for instance, the word arthritis. You know, when you nail arthritis and someone thinks that's what they've got, well, maybe they don't, you know. They have all the symptoms, perhaps. You know, in some ways, not being able to use these specific terms that doctors use, it doesn't nail you in a corner, you know, with that particular malady. So,
good.
Did you follow
also,
that?
Donna, that's a very good point, Donna. Very good point, Donna. Also, you have experience with power, no?
Oh, you're going to ask me. Okay. You're so cute. I wanted to thank Tatanka for calling me a little bit earlier ago just to let me know that the call was happening and to show up. So thank you, Tatanka. And what I was thinking about was that in looking at, I think I really got the, when I'm in my intention, I'm in my power, I got that 2 weeks ago. So I've been looking at that and looking at all the times I've had intention throughout my life. And, I mean, even going to college outside the country when I didn't have that much money and I was able to do it somehow most magnificently. And I look at all these things and I said, you know, I've been very slow to own my power of creating. And I said, what's the block there? And the block for me is to be powerful comes this incredible responsibility, you know, that I can pull things off. And then the question is, what the heck do I want to pull off, you know? And that's been a block. And then I noticed when I think about what I can do, I notice the flip side of that is my fears. And that if I'm not creating in a positive way, holy cow, I must be really be creating in a negative way, you know, or not contributing. And that was what came out of my little conversation with Tatanka before this call. So thank you, Tatanka, for letting me see that block of fear that I have and letting me kind of, you know, be with that for a while. So there you go, Mr. Power.
Did
that all
make
sense?
Thank you for talking with Donna. It is Donna, right?
Yes.
But Donna bring up importance of positive and negative, of this positive self-talk. And Pam talked about it. Without acknowledging lovability, she feel depressed. She get help. She get love. She feel depressed. And without the positive self-talk, you get scared.
Yes, thinking.
So that Marianne Williamson quote, that the our true fear is not that we're powerless, not that all these bad things happen to us. Our true fear, we are powerful beyond measure. That is the power of our healing, the power of our love. When we release that, our lives change, our loved ones change, strangers change, synchronicity bring us together, the whole world changes. And 5 million children who would have died don't die simply because we make intention, we stay focused, and then the synchronicity comes in, the power comes in, and the company of destiny goes to work in ways that you can't even explain. God do for us what we can never do for ourselves. Things like that. It happened every day. Thank you so much, everybody talking. I know we're supposed to be through now, so Carol, take it away.
Thank you, everyone. This has been a fantastic call. Thank you so much, Mr. Power, for being our guest on the call tonight. Thank you to Donna so much, and Joan, and Pam, and Rich. I hope I didn't leave anyone out. Wonderful, sharing.
You left out Carol. Carol, speak.
And Carol, thank you, everyone, for stepping up and being a part of such a lively, heart-driven community. We love you very much. Wish you a magnificent week of reaching out and touching lives. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Hey, Joan.